This is Inside the Arts, the history of the relationship between President Thomas Jefferson and the enslaved Sally Hemings is both well-known and poorly documented. She is thought to have had at least 6 children fathered by Jefferson. Next weekend, Michigan State University's Wharton Center is presenting an original production world premiere of a one-woman play inspired by Hemings. WKAR's Scott Pohl has this preview.
Sandra Seton credits Pulitzer Prize-winning composer William Bolcom with planting the seed for a play about Sally Hemings more than 2 decades ago. He had asked her to write the libretto for his song cycle for voice and piano from the diary of Sally Hemings. At the premiere in 2001, she met dozens of Hemings' descendants and was encouraged to write a play about her. That led Seton to extensive research and numerous trips to Jefferson's home, Monticello. Putting herself in Hemings' shoes made her think she wouldn't have liked Jefferson, but she couldn't let those feelings get in the way of her writing.
I'm there in that world, imagining what it was like for them. And then it takes on a life of its own.
The story takes place during Jefferson's final days, with Hemings trying to convince Jefferson to keep a promise to free their children from slavery at the age of 21. Seton has high praise for Sabrina Sloan, who portrays Hemings and others, including Jefferson, Sally's mother Elizabeth, her brother James, and Jefferson's daughter Martha.
She is so believable, and the way she's able to switch and take on these different roles and different voices and deeper voices, and then going back to Sally's voice, is truly amazing.
Sloan is best known for playing Angelica Schuyler in Hamilton, including with creator and star Lin-Manuel Miranda in his native Puerto Rico. Speaking from her home in Atlanta, she says the role of Sally Hemings forced her to make some creative choices.
You know, there's no real record of her, which is not surprising. There's no pictures of Sally. I know people would like for there to be, but also it provides a really nice just blank slate for me to be able to step in and, you know, give my take on what she looks like and all of that and all who she was.
There have been a couple of preliminary productions of Sally, a solo play, but this will be its first full-scale staging. It's being directed by Hannah Ryan, a former resident director of Hamilton on Broadway. Sloan says it's a big challenge being alone on stage with no one else to interact with or carry some of the load.
But then there's the stamina of doing a piece all by yourself, of jumping in and out of characters, and providing that momentum and not having any counterpart to come in and let you take a breath. You got to just drive the train for the entirety of the show.
For both women, this is an interesting time to tell the story of Sally Hemings. America is in its 250th year of independence, and the show is running during Black History Month. Sloan hopes people might see value in imagining how Hemings conducted herself within a powerless situation.
I don't know that Sally Hemings was thinking about 2026, but she certainly was thinking about her lineage and the future for her children and what that might look like. And I think that I'm in that same mindset right now of what does the future look, the near future look like for my kids.
The story came from WKAR's Scott Pohl. Sally, a solo play, is on stage February 19th through 21st at the Wharton Center's Paysant Theater. The Wharton Center is a financial supporter of WKAR.